This week's parsha, it says, "V'nasata oisam el alavim ish kithi avidasai." You should give them to the levim, each man according to his work. This pasuk seems to be a basically general pasuk. Doesn't seem too profound. Gave the levim each according to whatever their work was. But the emes is that this pasuk, especially the words ish kithi avidasai, each man according to his work, is tremendously profound. What it is telling us here is that every individual has his or her unique mission in life, his or her own particular destiny, which cannot be performed by anyone else. And it is essential and extremely important that we all realize this and address this in our own avodah, in our own specific pekuda, meaning in our own appointed task of what Hashem wants from us. And we have each been endowed, we've each been gifted and given individual qualities that Hashem expects us and requires us and wants us to put to use to carry out our mission in life. Ish kifi avidasai, each man or woman, according to their work, has many meanings. Their work being their mission, their work being their destiny, their work being their contribution. In the Zichreinos of Musaf of Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, we say the words Maisei Ish Upkudasai. The remembrance of every created thing passes before you. Upkudasai. And then the deeds of the man and his appointed tasks. That's what Maisei Ish Upkudasai means. Your actions and your task. Rosh Chodesh Avraham Mendelovich explains that from here it's implied that we're judged on two different separate calculations. Number one is Maisei Ish, and number two is Pekudasai. Maisei Ish means according to your actual performance of mitzvahs, of what you actually did or did not do. Pekudasai is according to whether we fulfilled that task for which we were uniquely created for. And he used to say, Rosh Chodesh Avraham, that we're not sure which of the two is more pronounced in Shamayim, that it's possible, even if we didn't do technically Averis, but there's still a certain cheshbon in Shamayim. Okay, but did you fulfill the tafkid? Did you use the kaychais that were given to you? An example Rosh Chodesh Avraham used to say to explain this point is the story of Navais HaKarmeli in Tanakh. He was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik, but he fell prey to the schemes of Achav and his wife, who wanted to take away his vineyard. And Izebel, his wife, Achav's wife, basically appointed false witnesses to testify that he was Mekalel Hashem. And they put up a phony din Torah there, and they put him to death, and they took over his vineyard. And the Chazal ask why such a tzaddik died that way and was punished that way. And the Yakut Shemaini says something very interesting. He said that he neglected his mission. It seems that Novais had a beautiful voice, and as such, he could lead the tefillah, the amid in Yerushalayim every time they were oyle regel. And the Hamoinam was very encouraged by this and inspired by this. And one Yontiv, and I guess it was not for a real good reason, he decided not to go to Yerushalayim and not lead the people in Tefillah there. And that interruption of not being Mekadesh Shein Shamayim left a bad taste in the hearts and minds of those that he inspired, and they were disappointed since his prayers were so much a part of the Yontiv. So Rosh Chodesh Avraham would conclude on this, and that you see from here that if you did not fulfill your tafkid in life for which you were created, that creates, there's a tremendous ramification for that. We're all here for a reason. Each one of us is determined by Hashem why we are here, and we need to think and also daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us find what our tafkid is in this life. And sometimes it can be difficulties. Part of it is difficulties. And Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein related a story of a Talmud Chacham who had 8 children. Only 3 were healthy. 5 of them were ill and physically challenged. And nevertheless, this Talmud Chacham spent the entire day addressing the individual needs of his children. He did it with simcha, without complaint, without tiring, and with a love. And when they asked him, how was he able to do it? And he answered that this is my mission in life. If Hashem decided that I should have these children that are physically challenged, that's what he wants from me. And he blessed me, Baruch Hashem, with 3 perfectly healthy children, which I have nachas from. And who am I to question the Rabbeinu Shloilem? And, you know, and I am going to do this with simcha. Ish kifi avedasai. Now, the truth is, this is going on a time when there's challenges, and that's also a real lesson of then when a person suffers a loss or has some difficulties, one way to get through it is to realize that there's meaning in it, and it's not b'mikra, and it's not necessarily as an einish either. It's to bring out one's potential and fulfill his role in life, what Hashem wants from him. But it doesn't necessarily always have to be on the difficult negative side. It could be on the positive side as well. Very often, it's simply where a person is complacent and doesn't really think much about the talents and the abilities and the skills that he has or that he has inherently that he could develop that could actually help other people, that could actually bring out his fullest potential. And it's really incumbent upon him to try to find what his potential is. So that is one lesson in this week's parsha. Another lesson in this week's parsha is the Birchas Kehanim. It says, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Hashem should bless you and he will guard you. So 2 things on this. Number 1 is the Birchas Kehanim is said here, B'lashon Yachid. Yivarechecha, he should bless you. Even though you're talking to the whole Klal Yisrael, and it's used in a singular expression. And Moshe Lev of Sasev used to say that this teaches us the greatest bracha is achdus. That's part of the bracha, yivarechecha. I'm blessing you, you meaning as a single unit. This itself is part of the great bracha that I am giving you. It's easy to focus on the differences among people and to consider them separate from others. And the truth is, no 2 people are exactly alike. Nevertheless, there are common thread among people, and we need to focus on that, on the neshama, that's one that's uniting each one of us to each other, the tzelem aleikim that unites one to one another, and that is the greatest identification with others that we could have that creates a greater achdus. And by the way, this could very much be connected to the first Torah we just said, because this is the way to develop this achdus, to realize that we are like one army of Hashem. We are like one nation of Hashem. And when Hashem instills in talents and individual abilities in each and every area and each and every individual separately, they are different from one another only in the sense that Hashem placed upon them a separate tafkid of which they need to accomplish. That one person needs to accomplish this and the other person needs to accomplish that. One person can excel in spreading Torah and being Marbitz Torah and giving shiurim and things like that. He does all the other mitzvahs too, but that's his main strength and that's what he focuses on. There is another one that is tremendously great at tefillah or inspiring others to tefillah, and that's his tafkid. And then there are others who are very talented and have abilities in helping people in many different ways, in various chasadim that they could do. They're different from one another. They are different main tafkidim from one another. But nevertheless, yivarechecha, like in this Torah we say, Hashem should bless you as one as a whole. You realize, and that also helps, by the way, not to be jealous that you have, that he has abilities that you don't and vice versa, because the truth is we are all one. We are all one. And what difference does it truly make whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is accomplished by him versus by me? I should be besimcha that he's doing it. Of course, I have to work on my own potential and be happy only with, acting in my fullest potential. And that's what I need to not be satisfied with. That maybe me as a human being, as an individual, that Hashem gave me certain abilities that I need to bring it out. But the fact that somebody else has other abilities, that shouldn't deter him from serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, so that is one lesson in Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Another one, I may have mentioned it, but it's so important. I believe it's a Sfas Emes, even though I don't remember where I saw it inside. But it says like this. It says, Yivarecha Hashem, Hashem should bless you. V'yishmerecha, the Shmira, is within the bracha. Pasha Peshat means he should guard you, he should give you special protection. And here, the way he teaches it, is that within the bracha that he gives you, v'yishmerecha, he will protect you, that the bracha will use for a positive and not for a negative, to serve Hashem with and not for the opposite. So, for example, if someone is tight with money and he's asking Rabbi Nishlan, please give me more parnasa, or I have a small apartment, please Hashem help me, I should afford a bigger apartment, and so on. So maybe Hashem will say that, wait a minute, I know that if you're going to have more shefa, I give you more things, you will become distracted and not serve me as good, or even worse. Maybe if I give you a bigger apartment, you'll start thinking about buying this and buying that and the other thing. It'll take away from your Torah. It'll take away from your mitzvahs. So this way, you ask Hashem this way. You say, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me the bracha. I need parnasa. I need a bigger apartment. And please give me this harchava, the yishmerecha. But also, please, Hashem, watch me and guard me, that I should have a keli. I should have a proper vessel to be mekabel this bracha. That if you give me more money, Be'ezus Hashem, that I should use this money not chalila to go against your will with it, but to increase to do your will. If you give me, Baruch Hashem, a bigger apartment, I will be able, Be'ezus Hashem, use it to be machnes eirich more, and to have my children more happy in it, and to use it for avodas Hashem. Like it says, that kelim noyim, and a dira na, nice kalim, and a nice dira, and a isha na, is marchiv da'ite shel adam. So I'm doing it for the purpose that it's marchiv my das, it's widening my das and giving me more peace of mind so I could serve you better. And that is a tremendous etza when you're asking for bracha, when you're asking for shefa, or when you're asking for refuah shleima. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me a full refuah shleima, so that Be'ezus Hashem, that when I'm back on my two feet, I will serve you better. And then when you do get better, Me'ezus Hashem, you taka learn better and daven better and use your koiches to the utmost. So that is another yisoid of Yivarecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you, and I'm giving you a bracha that v'yishmerecha, that the bracha should be preserved in you with a proper shmira, that it should be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu more, and not chalila less. And this is a tremendous yisoid when you're asking for shefa, and when you have shefa, and Hashem gives you more and more, to utilize them more with additional hakaras hatayv, additional gratefulness, and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an even better way. Have a wonderful Shabbos.